Well, a fresh insider attack in Afghanistan. At least one U.S.-led soldier has been killed and another injured after an Afghan security personnel turned his gun on foreign troops. It took place in the country's east. The assailant also lost his life in an exchange of fire that ensued. Scores of U.S.-led foreign troopers have died in the so-called green-on-blue attacks. They are launched by Afghan Army soldiers on foreign servicemen. The term comes from a color coding system used by the U.S. Army to refer to Afghan and foreign forces. There was a hike in green-on-blue violence in 2012. NATO restricted its joint operations with Afghan forces amid fears of more insider attacks. Press TV's Fawaz Khorshi joins us now from the Afghan capital, Kabul. Fawaz, what happened today in Paktia?
Badia, it's another disturbing development for American forces here in Afghanistan. One more American soldier has been killed today, yet again by an Afghan soldier in that part of this country, in Paktia, in eastern Afghanistan, near the border with Pakistan. American forces were busy in a training session when an Afghan soldier pulled out his gun and turned it on them, killing one American soldier and wounding several others. It has been confirmed by the U.S. military here in Kabul. The Taliban has also claimed responsibility for this, saying that the assailant was their man. We do know that the assailant was also shot dead by the American forces in return fire, and the U.S. military man have admitted that this is a big challenge that American forces are faced with in this war-torn country. And some sources have also told me that this is intelligence failure to provide force protection where the shooting happened. These sources are telling us that the American forces had reports that this man would finally open fire on them, but they failed to avoid the shooting. And this is the second attack in less than a week in this country. Just last Saturday, three American soldiers were killed by an Afghan soldier in the same region in Paktia province. And last year we actually had a large number of such attacks, green on blue attacks. We had 61 foreign troops that were killed and shot dead by the Afghan security forces. Most of them were American troops. And this year, the number of fatalities by green on blue attacks is lower than last year, but the threat is still there. And now all what American and NATO forces want is to have limited contacts with their Afghan colleagues, Afghan forces inside their military bases. They're now giving training sessions to the Afghan security forces with toy weapons, and it's a sign of growing mistrust between the two sides. And many here believe that this would finally affect the partnership between the two sides to jointly fight against the Taliban militants at the end of the day.
Faiz, about the reason of the increase in these green-on-blue attacks, many also believe that the anti-American sentiment, which is running high in Afghanistan, is manifesting itself in the form of these attacks. Is that so?
That is true. And this is a very interesting and important point that you raised. If you talk to U.S. military men inside their military headquarters here in Kabul, they would blame 10% of green-on-blue attacks on the Taliban militants' infiltration into the Afghan army. They believe there are certain forces who are linked with the Taliban that are looking for opportunities to...
All right, unfortunately, we're experiencing some technical difficulties with that connection. That was Fawaz Khorshi, our correspondent, joining us from the Afghan capital, Kabul.